Sally, where was she from?
Who is that?
Miss.
I don't know. I think she come up in there. Where my mom come from. I think that's where she came from. Up in there where my mama come from. She was a, I can't think of them white folks' names. She was a cook mom up there.
Yeah.
I can't think of their names now.
When you were a young girl, what did you, you know, sort of chores you did, that sort of thing?
What did I do when I was young?
Yeah.
I ain't done nothing but just wait in the season. Just wait in the season when I was young and when I was old. Mm-hmm. I picked lines, and I picked maters in Florida when I go down for the season.
Yes,
and
yes.
I picked maters right over here in Slocum until I got sick. You know, they got a mater farm right over here in Slocum.
Yes, ma'am.
I picked maters over there. And I farmed right around here all of my life. The biggest of my life of knowing is right here.
Yes, ma'am. What was Fort Gaines like when you were coming up? I guess it was a lot different than that.
Just about like it is now, it don't grow up here.
No, it doesn't.
Don't grow up one bit.
You like to fish out here?
Yes, I do. I fish it. When I'm able to go out, I've been gone today, but I'm kind of cold today. That's the reason I didn't go. Yes, sir, I fish it. I like out here.
What kind of fish you catch over there?
When I caught some cats, you gonna know I mastered them out, but I got them out. I saw up there one day, you know, with a little hook. They come up and snatch it off and go.
No kidding?
Mm-hmm. I'll fish you tomorrow. The next day I come back, I got me one bite like my finger. When they got in there, they couldn't get on.
Was that a mud cat? Big yellow cat?
No, they was them blue cats. White belly and blue cat. So, and I like to pick up pecans, too.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I done all kind of work you can name. Down out of Mr. Henry, us stack lumber. Me and Maddie Mason, Jake's wife. Jody, at the sawmill.
My papa had the sawmill? My grandfather had a sawmill?
No, this here was Mr. Travis. Mm-hmm. He had a sawmill. And us down there, he didn't have enough hands, you know. And me and Maddie Mason, that was wife. I know you know Jake.
Yeah.
And that's well, they ain't been too long time.
That's right.
Look, me and her, back lumber.
My granddaddy was pretty,
he was nice to my dad.
Yeah, but he was a kind of a, well, I was talking about my granddaddy.
I know your granddaddy.
He had a temper on him, didn't he?
I didn't ever know him to do nothing.
I
had folks say that, but didn't ever do nothing to my pa. My pa was kind of old, and he kept him piddling around with him.
Yeah.
He just liked it him or something like that, you know.
What I was thinking about was did he like to drive a car fast and that sort of thing?
Oh, your grandpa?
Yeah.
I think so. I think he did.
Anyway.
He did.
And he live up there too? Do you remember old man?
I remember him, but I don't know about him.
Yeah.
I don't know a thing about him.
No.
No. I never did go down there because he said that was a dangerous place to go, and I ain't never been down there. To go through there.
Dangerous?
Yeah, them folks get you down there and do something to you. See, no police wasn't coming there.
Uh-huh.
And you scared going there, folks would. I would.
There was different areas of the county?
You know, Mr.
Yeah, he was a mean man.
Yeah, you know how he was. He wasn't all that mean.
Well, yeah.
He just didn't lie and bother his folks. He let his folks. I don't know what they done that, but he let them do anything to want the other folks. Mr. Henry, too, you know.
Yeah.
He told me to tell him in town one time and shot some firecrackers, you know.
Uh-huh.
He got down and said, my niggas work here hard every year and then come the time, spend all this money, can't shoot a firecracker, but turn them out.